أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of the one most compassionate, most merciful, most kind. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business. Welcome to the Remembrance. Stepping forward, developing our businesses, developing your business, requires at times real discomfort. Discomfort comes from doing something you've never done before or doing something that has a lot of emotional content or doing something that doesn't work. That you try and it doesn't work. Or any other reasons. And we've learned that sometimes discomfort or pain means that something's wrong. And so we have to pay attention to it. But it doesn't always mean that something's wrong. It just means it's uncomfortable. So let's take a nice gentle breath. I want to encourage you to, without putting any effort into it, because your body breathes quite naturally on its own, just allowing your body to breathe, not stopping it from breathing. Nice gentle breath. It can feel like a revelation sometimes to discover that even when we're upset or uncomfortable, that we can still breathe, that you can still breathe. And then bringing your attention to your heart. Beginning to call the name of the divine through the doorway of your heart without trying to change or fix anything. Allah. Allah. And then just noticing if there is something in your business that is uncomfortable. Noticing that. If there's something that you're uncomfortable with in your business, so much space. It already feels that way. You already feel that way. That's how we know there's space for it, because it's already there. And it's okay that it takes up some attention and some time, that you don't have to rush past it or force it to be something that it isn't. It's uncomfortable. It's discomfort. And in paying attention to it, you can start to discern whether there's something that's hurt, there's something that's broken, there's something that needs you to stop. This sometimes happens when we're injured, when we have physical injuries, or when an action has injured us emotionally. Sometimes it's just uncomfortable. And it's okay to take the time to discern. You don't have to either just push through it or turn away from it. And so in this instance, just noticing, being with it, the discomfort you feel in your business. Is it something? Are you genuinely hurt? To the point that you need to not do that, and it needs attention? Or is it discomfort because it's new, or because there's emotional content, because you're not sure of the outcome? And it's okay to take some real time with this and to be with it in your heart and in your being. There are situations where you even need to get someone else's input or advice, and it's okay. Rarely, rarely are there true emergencies where you need to respond immediately. Often there is so much time and space to care for yourself, to discern, to get support or feedback. So just taking some time now and noticing and asking and remembering the divine, remembering the presence of the source of love. Is there love even here? Is there guidance even here? Is the divine even here? Allah. Taking as much time as you need in your heart in this discernment of whether whatever is uncomfortable in your business is actually harming you, or if it's just uncomfortable and it's okay to move forward with it. when we don't take time in our hearts to discern this distinction between harm and discomfort, we remain stuck in the push and the pull of it hurts, but I need to do it. Yet if you take time and you can discern, yes, this is harmful, then you can leave it without a second thought and discover other ways to meet the intentions and goals that your business is wanting to meet. Or if you discern and find that you aren't being harmed, that it's just uncomfortable, then you can let go of your hesitation and know that it's okay to be uncomfortable. You've been uncomfortable in lots of situations, physically or emotionally, and still been able to go through with something that was good for you, that did require courage, but carried you forward, allowed you to step forward into something that was important for you. And this discernment time is important because sometimes others urge us to do something that's actually harmful. And other times we shy away from what is merely uncomfortable, missing out on something important for us. And so just discerning, is this thing in my business that I'm uncomfortable with, is it harmful or is it uncomfortable? Allah, Allah. Now, noticing any authentic gratitude or appreciation for anything that you experienced during this remembrance, and allowing yourself to express that to the divine. And then taking a nice gentle breath and letting your attention turn